Each year, the Chattanooga Zoo hosts an event to raise funds for conservation efforts. Cocktails for Conservation will be Friday, February 8th. Here are some details. Cocktails for Conservation is an event at the Chattanooga Zoo that helps not only raise awareness of animals that may be endangered and need conservation efforts, but also helps people get to know our own zoo. Dartie Long, our director of the zoo, is here to talk about this year's Cocktails for Conservation.
You know, the conservation things that we do at the zoo just keep getting better and better. And this year you're in for a really special treat because, provided the weather agrees, we'll let the cubs out for the event. So from 6 until 7, be sure you wander back if you haven't seen our cubs. And, you know, Rabbit, you've seen them. You know how amazing they are. We do a lot of work for a small zoo, and I think it's really important to look at what we do not only, you know, globally. Snow Leopard Trust is one of our favorite organizations to support. And this past year, we bought a satellite phone for a researcher out in the field. That was a really important purchase. And the neat thing about cocktails is that it isn't expensive. And most of the time when you're spending conservation dollars, particularly out of country, those dollars go a long way. We've been involved with the Latin organization for a long time, and you'd be surprised what $500 can do in a Latin American setting where there's not much money. That can really be an important part of the program. But I'm so proud of what we do at the zoo. And then you look locally, and, you know, our rehabilitation program is so important to conservation of species. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's a common thing like a squirrel or a cottontail rabbit, or whether it's something like an endangered animal that might come through, or a bald eagle, which just came off the list. You know, we've seen those come through our rehab program. So locally and globally, your Chattanooga Zoo is really working hard in the conservation arena, and we're really proud of that.
The dollars that go specifically to that Snow Leopard Fund are not just funding researchers in the field, but it's also helping to change the production habits of the people in the area. Instead of killing the leopards and selling their pelts, they're learning to produce and manufacture other things with other materials to help get them out of that market.
Thank you so much for bringing that, because you're right. In our gift shop, you can purchase an item made in Mongolia, for instance, and that supports the local economy there. And we're working to help the local citizens there learn how to use resources that are there rather than killing a snow leopard. And they're actually paying people not to kill snow leopards, but to come in and report sightings and help us maintain those populations. And again, there's even things like life insurance on animals that are actually killed by snow leopards, where they'll pay out something to cover the cost of an animal that does die, so that the communities there don't view them as an enemy, but rather as an animal that can bring something to their economy because of the worldwide interest in conserving that population, which is so, so endangered.
When you go to the Chattanooga Zoo for Cocktails for Conservation, not only is it a nice little party with a lot of people in town, but also you get to see the animals at the zoo in kind of a different light.
You do. In the evening, and if you've been to our evening events, and you certainly have, you know that they're very different. The nocturnal animals get kind of frisky at night, and, you know, animals are just different. Plus, I think the stress of all day long being on exhibit, when it's nighttime, they kind of feel like they're getting away with something because they're not in yet. So they're being left out on exhibit, and they feel like they're getting some extra playtime. So a lot of times you'll see some really cool behaviors. And, you know, something too want to mention, and provided they're working with us, and we're not sure, but we have some new animals in our chimpanzee exhibit. Our mangabeys are just getting introduced to the exhibit, so I won't promise them, but you might catch a glimpse of them depending on the weather and whether they're cooperating. But always something new at the zoo, and we'll have some exciting news coming up in a couple of weeks about a couple of new additions you and I were chatting about. But we're going to keep that in the bag for a while.
Well, that means we're going to have Dartie back in here in a few weeks. And let's get the details now on Cocktails for Conservation.
Chattanooga Zoo, February 8th, 6 to 8 p.m. Free beer and wine, and I haven't had one this morning. Free beer and wine at the zoo. And again, a chance to see the animals up until 7 o'clock and can wander around. And hopefully the weather will be nice. We never know what February will bring, but it is an indoor event. Want to bring that out inside our education center, which is a really great place. And, you know, always remember the zoo, too. If you want to host a party, you can contact our special events coordinator and find out how you could have a really wild party, too.
Cocktails for Conservation is Friday, February 8th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at wutc.org for more details. Guests must be 21 or older to attend. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.